We are continuing to study the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8 is very interesting because Proverbs chapter 8, it's wisdom talking. So kind of wisdom personified. So as we go through chapter 8, it's wisdom is talking. So it's kind of weird. And the hard thing about wisdom is this. If I were to tell you, hey, to have a better life, you have to go through this Bible study book. Here's the book. And go through it in the next 6 weeks. That's easy, right? Grab the book and go through it in 6 weeks, fill in the blanks, do whatever, and you're done. And you feel like, you know, it was something. This series is hard because it's like, hey, we need to get wisdom. Like, you're handing that out today? You know what I mean? Is it on a piece of paper? Can I put it in my pocket? You know, can I take it in the car? Like, where is it? It's so hard to get. So hopefully by the end of today, we're going to look a little bit more specifically about that, what that is, and the difference between human wisdom and godly wisdom. So we're going to start in Proverbs chapter 8. I'm going to start reading through verses 1 through 11. Does not wisdom call? Does not wisdom understand? Raise her voice on the heights beside the way. At the crossroads, she takes her stand beside the gates in front of the town. In other words, she's everywhere. At the entrance of the portal, she cries aloud, to you, O men, I call. And my cry is to the children of men. O simple ones, learn prudence. You fools, learn sense. Kind of sounded like when my dad would talk to me on a Saturday morning. Sorry. Hear, for I just had that flashback, you know. Hear, for I will speak noble things, and from my lips will come what is right. For my mouth, right, the mouth of wisdom, will utter truth. Wickedness, that's an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There's nothing twisted or crooked in them. They are straight to those who understand and right to those who find knowledge. Take my instruction instead of silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than jewels. He's elevating wisdom. He wants to make sure, and we want to make sure this morning, after going through the word, that we elevate wisdom, that we start to understand how important wisdom really is in our lives. A daily thing, something that we want to wake up every morning, which is kind of going to be the point of this message, right? To wake up every morning and say, God, I need your wisdom. I need to be wiser than I am in my relationships, in my finances, in my stuff, in everything, in every part of life. So if you fall asleep, just remember that part, okay? That's the key. And at the very end of verse 11, he says, for all that you may desire cannot compare with her. This is where it starts. It starts at what you desire. And this is going to be the dividing part between human wisdom and godly wisdom. It's what are you actually desiring? I mean, do you really desire to have God's wisdom? If you don't desire to have God's wisdom, then you can just go to sleep now, because that's what he's rising up. Wisdom is saying, I am so highly valued. I'm so important that this has to be your number one pursuit. And you say, well, wait, God's supposed to be our number one pursuit. Yeah, but wisdom, we're going to find out from the very creation, was of God. And wisdom leads you, real godly wisdom leads you to God. It directs you all the time to God and his character. And so that's why wisdom is so important. It's being elevated here. It's not like, okay, we need to search out God, because many people search out God. Is that not true? Right? There are some Fruit Loops out there that search out after God, and you're like, what in the world? Well, this works for me. Well, see, they're using human wisdom to seek out after God. And he's like, that's not going to happen. Human wisdom will never lead you to God, because, as we're going to see later on, it doesn't make sense. Godly wisdom doesn't always make sense. And then sometimes human wisdom does make sense. Well, it just makes sense to me that if God is a loving God, he wouldn't let anyone go to hell. And so it doesn't matter how, this was actually a conversation I had with a guy one time. So therefore, you know, well, I'll end up you know, in heaven. I said, so you believe that Hitler wound up? Well, not Hitler. I said, so there is a line. Well, I'm guessing there's a line. So where would you draw the line? Like right before you? Right? Like I make it, but anyone worse than me? And you know what he said? He said, well, I guess you're right. I guess I'm God. There are some Fruit Loops out there that are using a human wisdom, right, in order to get to God. But godly wisdom always will bring you not just to God, but closer to God. In verse 17, if you jump down to verse 17, it says, I love those, this is wisdom saying, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. So he's saying, it's very important that your heart attitude right now, this morning, as we sit here, that we want to, we desire to, diligently seek wisdom. So this is the first part. Wisdom is the word of God here is stirring it up so that we see how valuable wisdom is and that we want this godly wisdom. Because he's starting to make a divide here. He makes a divide. It's actually all through Proverbs, but here in verse 12 and 13, where it says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord, right, kind of guides me in that way. It's a hatred of evil. Wisdom says, I should love what God loves, and I should hate what God hates. Pride and arrogance are the way of evil, and perverted speech I hate. So he's making a divide saying, you need to desire godly wisdom. Right? Let's eat it up. Let's search it out. Let's diligently, passionately pursue this godly wisdom. Because human wisdom is not going to work. Human wisdom ends up perverting God's design. And isn't that true? And we're going to see that as we divide, take this divide in a little bit between human wisdom and godly wisdom. In just a little bit, but let's move on to verses 22 through 23. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, at the first of his acts of old. In other words, wisdom was there and part of creation. Ages ago, I was set up at first before the beginning of the earth. And then all the way through like verse 31, he talks about the formation of the earth came out of the wisdom of God. And so again, highlighting the value of wisdom. You getting that point? Wisdom is valuable. We need to diligently, diligently seek it. So let's finish up here in verse 32. And now, O sons, listen. Listen to me. Wisdom says, listen. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me. He is connecting wisdom with obedience. Key connection here. Don't miss it. He's connecting wisdom with obedience. You will listen. You will listen to the instructions, right? Well, where are our instructions? The Word of God. This is where we read the word and we are obedient to the word. This is, he's tying it together. Wisdom so valuable. Oh, I need it. Wisdom is so precious. Oh, I want it. I desire it. I want to passionately pursue it. I want to be wise in all of this. Well, then obey the word of God. Oh, well, well, we'll see. Like, he's building this up to show this is not multiple choice, right? Well, you know, you got a little bit of human wisdom. You got some God wisdom. See what works out for you. See how that works out for you. What fits you and your lifestyle? You hear that a lot of time when you share Christ with someone. Well, that's good for you, right? But I'm gonna live this way, or I'm gonna decide this. How many raised teenagers here? Anybody? Okay, a few, right? Yeah, you're yeah, right? As I mean. There's like lapses of wisdom in creative volumes, right? More for guys, I think, than girls, but I don't know, right? Because we start to think of things like, well, that just makes sense. And can I tell you something? You know what's hard about this? You know what's going to be hard about this in your life and in everyone's life? is that sometimes human wisdom works out. Sometimes human wisdom works out, right? Like, okay, speed limit is always easy to pick on, right? When that's the speed, God says, obey the laws of your government as long as it doesn't, you know, contradict my law. And so he sets the speed limit, and now we're late, right? And so we're going to speed. And so we speed and we get there on time because we broke the law and we disappointed God. But we got there on time. Huh? We got there on time. And so it worked out. The cop didn't stop me, right? Now, if the cop stops you, then it's like, oh, I shouldn't have sped. I shouldn't, right? But you're only saying that because you got caught. And this is the hard thing about wisdom. Human wisdom sometimes work out. Sometimes I can cheat on my taxes, not get caught, and I enjoy more financial freedom. See, sometimes human wisdom works out because we say, hey, you know, I'm not happy here. I'm going to go this way. Now, you may hurt people, but in your own life, you're happier. And that's what counts, because that's what human wisdom says. And sometimes it works out. But does that make it right? Does that make it really the wisdom that God designed? The answer is no. Right? And this is what wisdom's trying to, he's saying there is a divide. Yes, human wisdom may work out sometimes, right? Because even if it's not selfish, it's self-centered. And so as you have an outline on the back of your bulletin there, you can start filling in the blanks there. We're going to start with the godly wisdom, okay? So the godly wisdom. Wisdom is this, the ability to know how to think and act correctly, right? So the ability to know, this is number one in your outline. You have an outline on the back of your bulletin. The ability to know how to think and act correctly. Now the difference is, number one, do we have number one on the slide up there? There we go. That way I don't have to keep looking down at my notes. The godly wisdom is the ability, which we recognize comes from God. It comes from God. This is why James chapter 1 verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God who gives generously to you. So we go to a godly wisdom. It's the ability which comes from God to know, which comes from his word. So we know what God's will is because we have his word. We know what wisdom is. So if wisdom, godly wisdom, says don't lie, how do I know? Because I read it here. But you know, if I tell the truth, I'm going to get in trouble. And so sometimes I lie and I get away with it. So I go, But godly wisdom says, no, you don't lie. You don't lie. Godly wisdom says in Ephesians 4, in the case of your relationships, it says you are to forgive one another as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. So if you're a believer here, God, because of what Christ has done on the cross, has forgiven you. And he turns around and he says, now, godly wisdom is that you forgive one another. So that means if you're holding a grudge, you're not forgiving someone. If you're bitter over something, you are a fool this morning. You're a fool because you're not listening to God's wisdom. So you're either wise using godly wisdom or you're a fool. Because this is what the word says. This is how I know what is right and wrong. This is how I know what is wise and what is not wise. And then how to think correctly according to God's design. Not according to our design, not according to what we think, but according to God's design. Which is opposed to number two. Now we'll go to the human wisdom. Human wisdom, now remember, it's the same definition as in the ability to know how to think and act, right? I mean, that's what wisdom is, the ability to know how to think and act. But human wisdom, which comes from us, to know, well, they're not, you don't follow the word of God with human wisdom. You follow what you have learned. You follow your culture. You follow social media. You follow your own experiences. Well, I sped 17 times and have gotten away. Therefore, my human wisdom says, on this road, there's never a cop here. I can speed, right? Human wisdom says that, you know, I didn't like that person in my life anyway, so I can hold to that bitterness, and it just makes me feel like I'm getting back at them, and so I'll hold on to that. Or, you know, somebody on social media said, it's amazing. Please be very discerning who you listen to social media, right? It's like these people give their advice or their thoughts and reasoning, and you don't even know them. They can have a totally messed up life. Right? So make sure you know and trust the people that you're listening to, whether on social media or some guy standing up here on Sunday morning preaching, right? Make sure you know your source and that they are relying on godly wisdom and not human wisdom. And then how to act accordingly. And that's often what we think makes sense to us, what will work out for us. I'm just telling you, listen, that's natural. We wake up in the morning, we have our schedule, we have our to-do list, we're thinking through issues, and the first thing is, what am I going to do here? How will this work out for me? What makes sense to me? And I don't know about you, but it's hard to remember to wake up and say, God, whatever you have in store for today, I need your wisdom. I need to be wiser than I am because I'm going to screw it up. I'm going to mess it up. I'm not that good. I need your wisdom. This is what Proverbs 8 is saying. Proverbs 8 is saying it is so valuable, it should be one of the first things that we seek in the morning. God, give me your wisdom. God, help me to live according to your design. God, bring back to my mind the things that I've read here. And if I haven't read it enough, read it more so that these things can come back to your mind. This is why we preach the word on Sundays. So that why? So when we wake up, we can ask God for wisdom and he can plug it into our head. His wisdom. Not just what we are reasoning out. The conclusion is there in your bulletin. Wisdom says, find God and follow in his way. To find God and follow in his way. That's the order. Wisdom, godly wisdom. Wisdom from God from the very beginning, that the Creator God that created and designed all of life. Right? Says you need to first find me. It says without faith, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. You hear that? Without faith. It's not by all of our good works. It's not by going to church. It's not by dropping money in the plate or whatever that is, the round bowl. You know, it's faith that pleases God. And it says, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. The very first thing is we need to find God through Jesus Christ. Now, I know you're all here at church. You're probably all believers. But in case you just, we all need to be reminded that we first need a Savior. That doesn't make sense. How does a guy dying on a cross and supposedly rising from the dead, how does that in the year 2024, forgive my sin? Like, that doesn't make sense, right? Now, what makes sense is a big, powerful guy with a big stick saying, you do exactly what I say or I'm going to bash you. See, that makes sense, right? We were raised that way. You do good, you get a pat on the head, right? You do bad, you got a smack on your butt or something worse, right? Right? That makes sense. But a God who will forgive you because he's gracious, a God who says, even while you're still a sinner, I died for you? That doesn't make sense. But see, that's godly wisdom. It does make sense in the godly wisdom category because that's who God is. So we find God first and then the difficulty of following in his ways to make sure that each and every day we're diligently, passionately seeking, desperate. Are you desperate when you wake up? I mean, at my age, I'm desperate to go to the bathroom. That's usually first, right? And then, you know, and then we start on our schedule and stuff. But are we desperate to ask for wisdom, to seek the wisdom of God so that we can live the life that God designed us to live? Father, I pray that you would stir something in our hearts. So at the least, we would be more eager to diligently seek you, your wisdom for us, to understand your word better so that we could live the life that you designed us to live, and that we would not make your wisdom a multiple choice, that we would not rely on our own thinking or what makes sense to us, but that we would, in faith, believe who you are and what you said to be true. In Jesus' name, amen.